thank you all tonight. Thank you so much for that welcome. You did make me feel uncomfortable. Thank you. It was awesome. Thank you so much. Good to be here. I want my wife, Barbie, to come up and say hello. I want you to hear from her.
Bless you, City Church. Where's God's woohoo crowd? Praise God. It's so good to be here with you guys. And yes, Pastor Marty, it's been too long. But due to the circumstances, we know why it was too long. But we are so thrilled and happy that we're here today. And I am excited on what God is going to bring through this gentleman right here that I am married to. And I'm going to let him take it away.
Awesome. I'm so grateful for my wife and how God has really put us together and created such a support group for each other. And it's been amazing. It's been, I was going to say how many years, but I just went blank. It's been a lot of great years, okay? That's all right. We'll be having a conversation tonight. I also want to introduce Shalon James. Shalon is a prophet in our ministry. She's our lead intercessor. Amen. It's great to have Shalon with us here tonight, and I am thrilled. I'm excited to be here. I loved what you just said about giving out the most amount of food you've ever given, because when I got here tonight, I was like, wow, Lord, I just feel like this church is about to break all their records. I feel like they're going past where they've ever been before. I got so excited in the spirit, and what a confirmation. I feel like that's the word of the Lord over you as a house in this place. That God said the records that you've set, that's okay, let that go, because you're going to blow right by them, and you're going to set new records in this house. So we declare that in Jesus' name over each and every one of you. Tonight, I have a quick word I want to share with you that I think it's going to help you advance and move into the season that we are in. I want to talk to you about a revelation the Lord gave me at the beginning of this year. So the Lord came and commissioned me to impart this message to the body of Christ, because this has been the year from somewhere. Right? So I want to talk to you, and I want to give you a little heaven's perspective on what's going on with the year that we are in. And I want to tell you that your life is not over. It's only that your life is over as you know it. We're in a time of change. We're in a time of shift. We're in a time of transition. So the Lord is even putting a warm arm around you tonight and saying, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful. But you have to understand that I am doing away with something and I'm releasing a new thing. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So I want to talk to you about that tonight. So my theme tonight is about being strategic. We have to learn how to be strategic. The key word tonight is strategy. My brother Lewis will learn any game you teach him and will beat you quickly in it. It's one of the complaints I've always had. I love tennis. It was my game. It was my idea. I learned how to play tennis. I brought him on the tennis court, and he learned it and beat me at it. And I thought, that's not cool, man. That's not a good look, at least not for me. But come to think of it, Lewis is just very strategic. He learns strategy very well. And, you know, in this day and age, strategy is not a bad word. God wants us to understand, I want you to learn how to be strategic in the season ahead. So let's look at that. First of all, let's go to the next slide. This is normal. If you have felt confused, if you have felt bewildered, if you have felt anxious, you are not alone. We have all felt that this year, and I'm in prophetic ministry, okay? I got the phone calls all spring long. What's going on? What's God saying? What's God? And half the time I'm going, I don't know. This has been quite a year that even those of us in the prophetic movement, we've been saying, well, I knew God was going to do this. I just didn't know he was going to do it that way. See, God has a way of giving you prophetic promise. I'm going to do this in your life. I'm going to do that in your life. And we're like, yes, God, I receive it. But we forget that along with prophetic promise comes prophetic process. God speaks the word, but then puts you in a circumstance through situations to bring you into that moment where the promise can manifest. And now, if we hold fast during that process, we will step into that manifestation. It's like Joseph waking up one morning saying, hey, I had an awesome dream last night. you all were bowing down to me. How cool is that? I'm going to be a pretty important guy. How cool is that? Sounded like a great dream. Except God, it's not what God told Joseph, it's what God didn't tell Joseph. God didn't tell Joseph that the process to become an important man that I'm going to make you is you're going to have to go to prison. He left that detail out. So we felt confused in this season, not understanding what is God doing. God, where are you? What are you allowing to happen on planet Earth? We've all felt it. Let's go to the next one. And I'll be honest, I was like all of you at New Year's Eve last year. Now, I like to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and bring in the New Year. And so in September of last year, we were dancing and woo, singing Happy New Year, waving the flags. It's a new year. Prophets and those in the prophetic movement, we were saying, this is the decade of the mouth. Wow, that sounds so poetic. It's the decade of the mouth. This is the season up ahead. Many prophets were prophesying. This is a season where you're going to have to learn how to declare, decree. You're going to have to learn how to establish your future with decreeing the word of God through your mouth. That's the time frame that we're going into. And it was so amazing how that word was being confirmed. So, yes, we danced in the new year. Ooh, happy new year. The new decade, the 2020s. The decade of the mouth. How exciting. And then, let's go to the next slide. This is what we see. And then this. Don't misunderstand my intention tonight. I'm not trying to shame anyone. If you got to wear a mask, wear it. If you don't wear the mask, I'm not getting into that argument. All I'm saying is look at the picture. Every time God releases something prophetically, the enemy always comes against the promise of God to hold it back. The decade of the mouth, decree, declare. And now, they don't even want us singing in some states. Huh. You see what's happening? Prophetic declaration. This is a time, now every day is a day to declare. The 1980s, the 1990s was a day to declare and decree and all and prophesy. But sometimes God puts a grace in a certain time frame and say, there's like miracle growing this season to really advance in it. So we're in a decade where there's like a grace from heaven to step in there and begin to establish your future through decreeing and declaring the word of God. How many of you pray out loud in the morning? How many of you raise your hands and say, Father, I declare today. You know, you're establishing your future. So we are in a time where you have to understand that it's so important to build your future declaring and decreeing. But here we are. Certainly after the new year, boom, we're wearing masks. There's a picture. Letting us know there's a barrier now at the gate of your mouth, trying to hold back your declaration, trying to hold back your decree, trying to stop you from building your future. And again, this isn't about the physical mask. I'm not talking about that. We have to obey the laws. We have to do that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying spiritually, look at it spiritually. You can wear that mask and behind that mask, declare and decree. There was something else I want to talk to you about. The beginning of the new year, something happened that those in the prophetic movement got so excited. Maybe you heard of it, maybe you haven't. There was a prophet by the name of Bob Jones. He's with the Lord now, but years ago, Bob Jones, every once in a while, would release these words. Years ago, he released a prophetic word. You can switch that slide. That one of these days, when the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, that's going to be a sign in the natural of worldwide revival and harvest that's about to begin. So here we are at the beginning of 2020, and the Kansas City Chiefs start going into the Super Bowl. And those of us in the prophetic movement were like, nah, could it be? No way. Now, you've all watched the game. You were there with me. We watched the game. They were behind the whole way. We're thinking, well, maybe next year. Suddenly at the end, and they hadn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. 50! Suddenly, at the end of the Super Bowl, boom, the Kansas City Chiefs brought it, and they won the Super Bowl. Man, those of us in the prophetic movement, we were all over Facebook. Can you believe it? Worldwide revival, Bob Jones' prophecy come to pass. We were so excited. People were inboxing me. What prophecy are you talking about? I was like, Bob Jones prophesied this years ago. And then we were all excited that this was an obvious sign of upcoming revival across the globe, according to what he prophesied. And then after that, this is the sign that we started seeing in the world. You can switch that slide. So much for worldwide revival. The end is near. Shortly after that, the shutdown began, the quarantine began. It just seemed like there was so much. Man, this could have been such a good decade. And I remember feeling so heavy about it, going, God, the promises were there. The prophetic words were lining up so beautifully. We thought this was going to be like the boom year. And then this hits. What's going on? Now everybody's on Facebook. Everybody's saying hide. Can enough. Get enough food in there. And we're hearing all this conflicting information. It just turned out to be a year that we will never forget. In my 49 years on the face of the earth, I've never remembered living through anything like this. Right? I'm sure you would agree with me. Let's go to the next slide. We even got a new economy system. We have new payment plans. I mean, my goodness, who took the toilet tissue? Can we talk about that? When did we fall asleep and wake up to an invaded world? This was just a world I didn't recognize. So tonight I want to talk to you about why is it that these things occurred? What is it that heaven is doing? What is it that God is accomplishing through this time and through this period? So very quickly, let's go to the next one. And this is us. I think that we've been so lofty. See, man, we have this fault. We have this error that we kind of do all the time. We're guilty of this. We have our own goals. We have our own life. And we go our own way. And we do whatever we feel like doing. And we never stop to say, God, am I going the right way? We had our wonderful goals. I'm going to do this in 5 years, that in 10 years, this in 15, and that in 20. And we get so arrogant in our plans. And sometimes we forget that the word says, man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. And we forget. So here we are coming into this year. Oh, yeah, and in 2020, we're about to do this. Little did we know, we should have checked with God and say, God, is there anything up ahead we should prepare for? So then, here comes the year 2020. Boom, like the iceberg. The year that stopped agendas, plans, the year that stopped everything. And I'm not talking about Batavia. I'm not talking about Rochester, Buffalo, or just Syracuse. I am talking about the world. This impacted us as the nations of the world. Everyone felt the shift that happened almost overnight. Why? Very simple. God is allowing old wineskins to fail. You hear me? Old wineskins, God is allowing them to fail. Because we've placed our faith, we've placed all of our faith and belief in systems and structures and governments and old wineskins, and we have forgotten that God is our provider. We have forgotten that God is our source. We have forgotten, and therefore, as a global shakeup, the Lord allowed these things to fail for a season so that we can go back to trusting in Him. Oh, let me tell you, we felt the pinch like everyone else. Barbie came to me one day and said, honey, I couldn't find Clorox wipes anywhere. And I said, well, you know, what do you think? She goes, well, there's only one thing to do. Let's pray. So she prayed and said, Lord, we don't find Clorox wipes anywhere. Someone knocked on our door. We get to the front step. There was a bag with rolls of Clorox wipes someone left on our step. I'm thinking, honey, everyone's going to the ATM. Maybe I should have some cash on me. Maybe I'll go get some. Somebody's texting me and say, hey, check your mailbox. There was an envelope with that much cash in it. We even thought, you know, maybe we should, once the store's open, we really need another bed for that other bedroom. My neighbor knocked. Hey, I have a brand new bed set I don't need. You want it? We got back to looking to God for everything. Now, you can plan. I'm not telling you not to plan. Plan, store, be a good steward, be wise, move in that. But even when you run out of stuff, even when with beyond your planning, you run into a place where there's a lack, we've got to get back to the simplicity of saying, God is my source. He fed Elijah with ravens. He brought birds who brought him Kentucky Fried Chicken and all that stuff. Well, that's what my version says. And if God's got to send birds to bring you Clorox wipes, he will. I remember being a kid, and we lived upstairs, my aunt and her kids downstairs, and I remember we had a family meeting. We have an important family meeting. Everybody get together. We all got together, me and my siblings and my cousins downstairs. And my mom and aunt said, we need to pray. We just served our last meal. So as a family, I didn't know what that meant, but as a family, we all held hands and we prayed. And we prayed for a couple minutes when somebody rang the doorbell. And we went downstairs and someone left us bags of groceries on the front step. So when you're saying about giving up the most food you've ever given, listen, I know all about that. When God moves you to provide for others, listen to God and flow in that, because that's how God moves. He has an army out there. God will find a way to feed those who need. So that took me back to my roots, being a kid and seeing that manifested right there. So the Lord is allowing in this season old structures to fail, and he's saying to you, what do you put your faith in? So, okay, when you put your faith in those things and it's shaken, of course you're going to feel fear and anxiety. But when you come back to saying, listen, God won't fail me. I can go to him. He will not fail me. And you see that God provides for his children. What will end up happening is, even though other systems and structures shake, you are not shaken, because the kingdom of heaven is immovable. It cannot be shaken. Oh, he's allowing it to fail like the Titanic hitting the iceberg. Boom, 2020. Things started spilling out. Governments scrambling. Everybody scrambling. And unfortunately, many of us, see, when pressure is placed on you and the squeeze is on, whatever's in you comes out. So what starts happening now is everyone takes to Facebook, and what we had was a bunch of people spewing up whatever was in them and conflicting information. And I got to that phase of where all of a sudden I started unfriending, and I said, you know what, I'm shutting down my whole account. I'm just going to join my wife's Facebook page. So I hide behind Barbie on her page. But listen, I just couldn't take it anymore. One minute, they post a scripture in the morning. Later that afternoon, they're going off on somebody. That's not the kingdom of heaven. That's not being standing on unshakable ground. When you're standing on unshakable ground, listen, you are walking in confidence. You know the one who will never fail you, and anything you have need of, he will provide. And, you know, God bless those generous people. God bless them. I prayed over every person who anonymously dropped stuff off to us. But then there were other brothers and sisters that wouldn't leave us alone. We had one sister that every time she went out, did she not call us up? She called us up. Okay, Hector, Barbie, I'm at the store. What's your list? Say, what? Say, no, that Barbie's like, no, that's okay. We're going to go. No. Give me a list. I'm picking stuff up for you. Well, so I was like, just give her a few things. I was like, okay, I'm out of coffee. Well, Hector's out of coffee. Well, what kind does he like? No, just get him anything on sale. No. What kind of coffee does Hector like? Listen, she wouldn't stop until I told her Starbucks pipe place. And so God bless people like that. Let God flow through you and move through you that way, because he really moves that way. So here's what I want to say to you. Why did the Titanic sink? We need to go back sometimes and look at history and learn from our previous mistakes. Why did it sink? Why did it crash into? I'm going to say these very quickly. I was watching a documentary on the History Channel, and get this. They were going too fast, high speeds. They took a fatal wrong turn. They meant to turn one way. They weren't turned into the iceberg. They cut costs. That was compromise. There were bad weather conditions. They dismissed a key iceberg warning. And get this, not only did they lack boats on the ship, they lacked binoculars. That's a picture of us as a church, that sometimes we have lacked our prophetic foresight. We have lacked looking up ahead and saying, God, what should we do up ahead? What are you saying for the year ahead? How should I prepare my life? How should I posture for what you want to do in me and through me? Listen, I've learned from this year. And I've learned to get before the Lord and say, okay, God, we're going into a new year. What now? What should I be doing now to walk in your fullest next year? Okay, let's advance that two slides. I want to talk to you about, so in the midst of this, when the shutdown first began, I flow as a prophet. I have no issue isolating. I love isolating. I could disappear into my basement with my Bible, and you will not hear from me for months. So during quarantine and all that, I was in my glory. So I was down there, and I was just praying and asking God, Lord, what are you saying? What's going on? What is heaven doing? Why this? I mean, I'm getting inboxed. I'm getting calls from ministers seeing if I have anything. And I don't. I don't know what you're doing. And that's a word for you. Some of you think prophets know everything. We don't. We absolutely don't. We can only share what we're hearing. But sometimes we're like you. We're knocking on heaven's door saying, God, what's going on? So I was up one night, about 3 a.m. Lord, what's going on? What should I do? Is there anything I can do? What would you have me do in this season? About 3, I fell asleep on my couch. I don't know when he walked in, but all of a sudden, I realized that the atmosphere in my home changed. So much so that when I looked, I saw the Lord standing right in my living room. He was standing right in front of me. And he didn't say anything to me. He just held up 2 clocks. He was right there, standing like this front chair is to me right now. And he held up these 2 clocks, and he showed them to me. And he showed them with such intensity. He was such, like saying to me with his action, I want you to get this. This was urgent. This was a word from the Lord. And what he did was he held up a clock such as that one. And in the other hand, he held up an hourglass. And just as quick as the Lord appeared in my living room, he was gone. He was there one moment. He showed me it with such clarity. The next moment, he was gone. I jumped up from the couch. I started seeking the Lord and talking to the Holy Spirit, saying, Holy Spirit, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. I know it's urgent, but what is the Lord saying to me? What are you saying to me? And pressing in for interpretation after a time of prayer, the Holy Spirit led me to this verse. And he said to me, I want you to be strategic with your daily life and strategic in your assignment. I realize that 1 clock measures our daily time. With an hourglass, we don't keep our daily time. We just use it to kind of time a task. Try to do it before the sand runs out, right? So then he led me to Ephesians 5. I have this verse for you. Ephesians 5:15 says, be careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And because the days are evil, therefore, do not be foolish, but, here's the key phrase, understand what the will of the Lord is. And out of that visitation, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and says, I want you to be strategic in your daily life and strategic in your assignment. I want you to know my will for your life in your daily life and my will for your assignment on the earth. Now, the Lord tells us that verse that he wants us to know his will. And if he says that, it's because you can know the will of God. He would not tell you that if it were impossible. God says, I want you not to, you don't have the luxury anymore to live on earth saying, what am I going to be when I grow up? What am I going to do? What should I do here? We must come to that place to cry out to God and say, God, I want to know your will for my life. Because when we set our affection towards that, towards heaven, and say, Lord, guide my life into the will, into what you've established for me, God meets us there and begins to unfold his plan for us. We can no longer live as, notice this, what that scripture mentions, that if we don't know the will of the Lord, we're living as one who is unwise. Or another version says, foolish. It is foolish to not know the will of God. It's foolish. So that visitation, the Lord says, I want you to be strategic. And let's go to this verse. He led me to Matthew 6. Let's go to the next one. He wants us to be strategic in time. What does that mean? Let's talk about being strategic in your daily life. Matthew 6 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. One of the ways that you could be strategic in your daily life is to be present today. So he told me, I want you strategic in your daily life. And I said, God, what does that look like? He says, I want you here today. You know what that means? Some of us are living yesterday. We're over here. God's there in the now, because now faith is. He's there, but we're back here. Trauma, pain, drama, issues, and we refuse to step away from what happened here. Yes, 1986 happened, but we're here in 2020. So it's time to be healed of 1986 and let the Lord move you past 1986 into today. The greatest gift you can give your loved ones is to be present today. The greatest gift you can give God is to be present today, because he just might show up and say, take a bag of groceries to that house down the street. But if you're not healed of your past, you'll say, yeah, but God, in 1986. We need to be present. Some of us are in the past. Get here. Get healed. I had a word at the beginning of this year. God spoke to me. I'm going to deliver deliverance ministries. And I'm going to make it so much approachable and easier to get free. And I felt like there's this stuff that we brought to deliverance ministry to make it a bad word. Where, you know, even things that we've done to not help it, you know, like bringing buckets into deliverance sessions and all that, expecting. No, I felt like God said there's going to be some instantaneous deliverance. I'm just going to move on people and set them free. I said, amen, Lord, deliver deliverance ministries. But we need to be free of the past, brought into the present. Some of us are not here because we're over here in the future. We're afraid of not having toilet tissue in November. He doesn't want you in November figuring out where to go get toilet tissue. He wants you back here today. Not over there. Not over there. Here. Available. Working with God. Present. Responding to God. That's how he wants us strategic in time. Because if you're not living today, God can't work with you today. See, God is forming in you someone today that you have to be for tomorrow, for over there. And if you're not here present, you're not letting him do the work with you now, so that that promise can emerge in your life in the right time. When we're present, we're walking with God in right time. Jesus was always at the right place at the right time. How can we be strategic? Let God bring you now here. So say bye-bye to your fears of the future. Lord, but they're going to drop the bomb. Lord, but they're going to do this. Lord, but you've got to come to a place where you realize you have to cast your cares. You have to learn how to say, listen, God, my life is in your hands. Okay? I'm going to be with you someday anyway. Okay? So we've got to learn how to cast that onto the Lord and just trust that he's walking us into the best that he has for us. Trying to figure out the future and all that stuff. And listen, that's a waste of time. Where we can be here. Now, we can plan, right? We can plan for tomorrow. We can do certain things to be good stewards. But as far as walking with the Lord, we're here present now today. So let's go to the next one. How should we be strategic in our seasons, in our daily life? Be present. Get free. Forgive. Let go. And let God bring you into a now walk with him, into a fresh walk with him. Good morning, God. What are we doing today? Good morning, Jesus. What are you praying over me today? What are you saying over me today? Getting into the now flow with the Lord is one of the most strategic ways that God can use you. Because it's in those moments, where those promptings and those impressions drop on you. And thank God, I have been able to flow with God in those instant promptings here and there, because I've gotten so many testimonies. Remember when you called me and told me this? You had no idea I was about to commit suicide. Remember when you called me and told me that? You had no idea that I was about to leave my wife. It was moments, those moments where suddenly God says, pick up the phone and call this person. So we've got to learn how to be available to God day in and day out. Now, that's how we're strategic in our daily life. How can we be strategic like the hourglass in your earth assignment? Listen, you need to know this. God wants you strategic in your earth assignment. Everyone in this room has a God-given assignment that nobody else can walk out but you. You have something that God wrote over your life and says, you are going to accomplish this for me on the face of the earth. And here, the body of Christ, we need you to do your piece. Because if you don't do your piece, there's a part of heaven missing. Because you manifest God on the earth unlike anyone else. You can't fulfill my call. You can't do it. But I can't fulfill yours. So how are you to be strategic in your earth assignment? You must know what the will of the Lord is, and you must look for every opportunity to step into it. Look for every opportunity. There are people that want 20 confirmations from God to do one little thing. Lord, I will help the children's ministry if you send me 12 angels. One has to have a golden trumpet. One has to have a dozen roses. You don't need the 20 angels. Leave them in heaven where they probably got stuff to do. You just need to know that as God opens opportunity for you, you can step into it and serve. When I first got saved, this lady had the nerve to come to me and tell me, young man, you have a gift of prophecy. And I said, talking to the wrong person. Took me a while to start understanding what God had deposited in my life. I was trying to be a pastor like everybody else. Everyone around me were pastors, so why couldn't I be a pastor? Why did I have to be odd and strange? Why did I have to get senses and impressions and stuff like that? I didn't want that. I wanted to look like everybody else. So what I tried to do was pastor, which I did for several seasons. And, you know, I always said I did it unsuccessfully. My wife says, honey, you got to change that because, really, we did pastor the Spanish congregation at Bethel, and we grew it. That's true. But when I mean unsuccessfully, I mean my heart wasn't in it. I was like, look, I'm here with you people. I love y'all technically, but I don't want to be with you here. No offense to anybody. It just wasn't in me. And it took me a while to realize that that wasn't my call. No wonder why I felt so constrained and having to be in that place. So when I started realizing that what God gave me matched me, it was perfect for me, it was based on my makeup, based on the gifts that he had given me, and I started embracing my call. Oh, watch out. I started looking for every opportunity to prophesy. Barbie and I would have barbecues. I would invite people over, come over for barbecue. No, you don't have to bring anything. Just come over. We'll provide the food. People coming in don't know what they're walking into. I'm closing the door, and I'm like, click. Since you're here, do you mind if I pray for you? And that really launched us out. And I mean, we would have powerful times of ministry. We were there on work nights till midnight, 1 a.m, ministering to people in our living room because I was looking for opportunities to step into my strategic assignment. You have to be strategic in your life, and you have to be strategic in your assignment. Look for your opportunities. Angels are bringing opportunities in front of you. And you're like, nah, maybe next time. Pastor Marty, Pastor Ryan is calling and saying, we need help in this ministry. Yeah, let so-and-so do it. You have to look for opportunities. You've got to step in there and be strategic and develop that call. That's what Jesus wants. That's why he showed up in my living room. He was showing me those two clocks to say, I want my children to be strategic. So in this season of the world shaking, in this season of everybody running around that the sky is falling, God wants you standing on sure ground, on solid ground of the kingdom. He wants you sure that he's with you and for you, and he wants you to be strategic. Actually, what a better time to be strategic. What a great time to be strategic. Because the earth is shaking. Because everyone's looking for answers and solutions. So if you're standing on solid ground, you should be able to say, hey, let me give you a hand. Step over here where the ground is not shaking. They should look at you and say, what's different about you? Why aren't you panicked? Look for every opportunity. What does the future look like? I'm not here to talk to you about eschatology. I'm not here to say any of that. If you believe, some of us have different views on the end. If you believe Jesus is coming soon, yes, he's coming soon. But here's what I like to say. Until you draw your last breath, or until he comes in the cloud of glory, and you occupy until the very, because some people start, oh, you know, the Lord's coming soon. And what that means is, let's start packing our boxes up. China goes in that box. Books go in that box. No, it's not time to pack. It's time to occupy. Yeah, but the Lord's coming soon. Yeah, he's coming soon. And when he comes, he should see us occupying. So until he comes, you have opportunity, which means you have to be strategic. Look for opportunities. Get a foot in. Get those opportunities that God gives you to introduce the kingdom of heaven to those around you, to introduce the kingdom of heaven to businessmen, to introduce the kingdom of heaven to those in government, to introduce solutions to those in darkness. Keep expanding the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus wants, a bride and a church looking for opportunities and doing our part to expand his kingdom on the earth. I saw that over this church, Pastor Marty. I saw that God was going to use you all in this church, the leadership team, this house, this ministry, to get to governmental leaders that are really at their wit's end, that are really looking for solutions. And tonight I heard the Lord saying, I'm going to give you grace and I'm going to give you favor to speak a word to those in government that really need solutions. They're going to come to you and say, how do you do this? And God's going to bring you opportunity to this house to spread the kingdom of heaven and expand it even to those in government in this region. So receive that, City Church. How many of you received the word tonight? I'm going to dare take a step and say this to you. Because the devil's tried to keep you up at night. He's tried to make you fearful and afraid. He's tried to get you to think that God abandoned you and your life is over and just, you know, the devil's going to, you know, bring a wrecking ball to your house and just destroy everything and, you know, your life is over. I want to let you know that your best is ahead. I want to let you know to be excited for your future. I talk to my daughters about the future. Yeah, we're here present, but I want to project faith into the future, and I want them to know, listen, here's what God's doing. The kingdom is going to advance. The nations of the world are going to see the kingdom of heaven advancing. Oh, they will. God's going to bring healing to the nations. God's just going to do such amazing things through the church of Jesus Christ, and it's time that we model peace for the future, that we model that we're confident in God and we trust God for the future, no matter what we see, and turn off that prophesying channel anyway. You don't need to hear that that voice of darkness speaking into your house all day long. No wonder why we're afraid all the time. We're listening to CNN all day long. We got CNN prophesying. They're telling us what to believe and what to listen. Shut it off. And let's plug into the kingdom of heaven. God, what are you saying? Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we're in a season of advancing and moving forward. I thank you, Lord, that even though things are shaking, we're on solid ground. Anyone here tonight, Lord, that has really struggled to find peace and find their footing in this season, Lord, we understand. We understand that it could be tough, but Lord, we thank you that the solution is in you. So, Lord, we ask tonight for an answer of peace into their hearts, that they would come into that place of knowing that you are with them and for them in Jesus' name. Can we say amen to that? Shalon, why don't you come on up here? I'm going to have Shalon join me. We're going to do some ministry. Hallelujah. And I sense tonight that God is breaking off an assignment of the night season where there's a voice that's tried to remind you of your errors and your mistakes. And it's been constantly every night waking you up saying, remember you did this, remember you did this, remember you did this. Who is that here tonight? Because God's about to break that off of you tonight. Let me see your hand. Don't worry about who's looking. Okay, now keep your hand up. We're going to declare over you tonight. I just declare over you that we break the assignment of the night season, the voice of the accuser, the one that's causing those videos to play in front of you and remind you the things that you have done wrong. We come against that. We call that assignment a lie from the pit of hell. And we say tonight, be free from that assignment in Jesus' name. And we declare the peace of God over you, over your home. And we declare over you no condemnation in Jesus' name. Can we say amen?
And I just wanted to prophesy into the young lady. You had your hand up. I just really felt like the Lord was saying that the enemy attacks at nighttime because you are a prophetic dreamer, and God is going to release strategy and destiny through your dreams. So I just release the peace of God into your nightlife in Jesus' name.
Yes, we release that in Jesus' name. So I have to do this because during worship, this man was rocking that guitar, okay? So would you stand up, man of God? Because listen, you were releasing some sound in here in Jesus' name. And the Lord just says to you, I'm going to place on you even a new youth, says the Lord. Areas that you've thought, man, it just feels like it's getting harder and harder. I felt like God is renewing your youth in this season of your life. So the Lord says, get ready to run and move with a new movement. There's like a new speed to your step, a new spring to your step. And what would have taken 3, 4, 5 years, I feel like God's going to do things and move things in a season. He's going to bring opportunities so quickly for you to cause you to move forward in advance, because that is what he's doing in your life.
And I just wanted to add to that and say that the Lord is just bringing you into a season of just pure joy. And the word says that the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength in this season. So I just see you as you navigate into this new year, that strength and joy is going to be with you. And I also see you making songs with the joy of the Lord and the song of the Lord in your heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This man of God right here, you're wearing the blazer. You're right here, right in my eye line. What's your name? Ray, is this your wife here? Hi to the both of you. So I see the ark of the Lord over you too. I see the covering of God over you too. And the Lord says, I've kept you. I've kept you even at times where you've wondered, am I going the right way? Am I going the right direction? The Lord says, oh, I'm leading you more than you even realize. This is a season where God says, I'm removing the rails. You're walking on water. You're going to learn to trust me in a new way. So the Lord says, he's taking you beyond where you've been before. I sense ministry in you. You're a man of the word. You're a man that carries the word of the Lord. You're a man that knows scripture. You're a man that has devoted yourself to the presence of God. And well done, my son, says the Lord. Well done, for you've set yourself aside and at times you turned other things down to really press into the deeper things. And I hear the Lord just saying that he's drawing you to closer in this season in a new way to know his voice in a special, unique way. You're going to go forward and God is certainly going to confirm for you the plans up ahead, the purposes up ahead. And he's even cutting off of you some things that you felt, I'm dragging that from the past. God says, you're going to cut that. God's cutting that off and he's releasing that from you. You're going to look back and say, where'd that thing go? It was a burden before, but I don't even feel it anymore. For the Lord says, I'm going to lighten your step, and you're going to walk with a lightness and a clarity into your new season, says the Spirit of God. So even I sense even man's approval. God is releasing you from man's approval, even from those that have had opinions for you and over you. I sense like there's a new carving out of you. You're emerging into the identity of God that he placed in your life, and that will no longer hold you back, says the Lord.
A word for the gentleman. You think he's in the third row. You have on a green hoodie. Can I prophesy to you? I heard in the spirit for you, strategist. And I just really sense that the Lord is going to give you just a gift of to release strategy to those who need it. I see you grasping onto concepts easily. And I just hear the scripture. It's James 1 and 5. Those who ask for wisdom, God will give it to you generously. And I just see God just filling you with wisdom as you move into this next season. So I just want to encourage you to prophesy that over yourself, that you walk in wisdom as you release concepts and strategies.
So let me go back to this couple and to your wife. Let me just prophesy because I just saw this. I saw you sitting at the checkbook and you began to write and you began to release seeds in this season. And I felt like God's going to guide your giving. God's going to guide your sowing in a special way because there's harvest for you. There's something that God's going to cause to come forth to bless you, I sense, financially. So don't be surprised with the leading of the Lord in the giving and the radical giving in the way that he's going to lead you in this season, for you're going to step into something radical. And woman of God, I'm speaking to you. I sense like there's a gift of faith in you that God's unlocking to believe him for great things, for him to move some mountains and really manifest on your behalf in some great ways. So the Lord says, I see that and I'm moving on your behalf, says the Lord.
And I just wanted to add on to that. I saw prayers that you had prayed years ago coming into fruition and manifesting now. And I just really see an intercessor's gift on you. And as Hector mentioned, that harvest is coming. And I just really see it being stemmed from just a long route of prayers that you prayed out to God.
So I need a time checker.
I'm sorry.
All right. We're going to keep an eye on this here. This man of God back here in the blue, stand up. Yeah, you're wearing like stand up. You. Wow, look at this brother. Wow. Praise the Lord. You are celebrated. God celebrates you. He loves who he made you. God says, I just don't love you. I like you. I like how I made you. And I made you to be a man to see good things in people. I made you to be a man to see the best in people. I made you to be a man to give good words over people. You're very gracious with your words. And the Lord says, even now, you're one to give compliments and say, hey, good job. Well done. The Lord says, you know how to be a good team player. And the Lord says that he's going to cause you to be part of a team that's going to advance the kingdom, that's going to advance, because you have a very important role. You kind of help boost morale. You kind of help boost and help people feel good, right? You help people feel good about who they are and about what they're doing. So the Lord says, that doesn't come from you. You think that just comes from you? That doesn't. It's my gift of encouragement that I placed in your life. And he's going to have you like a mailman delivering letters to people saying, hey, I want to encourage you. And God says, little do you know that you're going to encourage the right people in the right day, preventing them from taking their own life. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I've created you, and I've held you, and I've kept you all the years of your life for this season. I feel like God is going to release you. You're going to take off. There's like a bronco. You're going to take off like this horse that just goes. As soon as it takes off, it goes running, and it goes running quick because there's a speed in you. Once you know that God is with you and he's on you, you start stepping into it. And I feel like God says, that's what I want. I want that obedience to step into that call and start doing it. And that's what God is calling you to be a voice of encouragement in this generation. Can we say amen?
And just to piggyback on that, I really sense just a gift of like prophetic evangelism, and that your words hold a lot of weight. And I just see people being drawn and listening to you because of your words. It's almost kind of like a mentoring gift too. But I see you drawing people to Christ, mentoring them. And then also, like I said, I just see the prophetic piece added on to it as well. So I just want to encourage you in that.
Wait, where are you going? Where are you going? Don't sit so quick. Yes, that's right. And, you know, I hear laughter. I feel like when you leave someone's presence, they're going to be laughing. They're going to feel joy. They're going to feel happy again. And so don't think that it's just a small thing that you're doing. Do not despise what God celebrates you. He celebrates you stepping into that ministry and that call. So don't despise it. God wants me to let you know that what seems like a small thing to you is huge in the kingdom of heaven. So know that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's so much fun to prophesy. It's so much fun. Woman of God, stand up. Yep. Oh. I love that. I said woman of God, and they both stood up like, yeah, uh-huh. Yes. We going there next, okay? All right, praise the Lord. What's your name? Sarah. Wow. Sarah, that laughter. Come on. That prophetic laughter in you. The Lord says, daughter, I've placed such a creativity in you since you were young. I've separated your gift. I've sanctified your gift, and I've placed a coal from my altar upon you to purify and sanctify. You can never not please me, says the Lord. At times you're like, Lord, does this please you? Lord, does this really bring you honor and glory? The Lord's like, yes! I take such pleasure in it, says the Lord. It's a fragrant aroma to me, says God. So know that you have been sanctified. You have been separated for the call of God to be like one who is pouring out a perfume on the feet of the Lord, to be like one that's bringing your offering to God. The Lord says, I look forward to it. And I say to you, I'm bringing it up a notch, says God. I'm bringing your gift up a notch. And I see you waking up with a song. A song. Where is that song coming from? It's from the Spirit of God. And when you sing it, you get up, you write it, for God says, I'm going to give you the lyrics to this new sound that's going to be emerging from your life. And the Lord says, there's time for a prophetic song, says the Spirit of God.
And because of that humility that you carry, the humility that you lay at the Father's feet, I really see you just wreaking havoc in the kingdom of hell. And I'm seeing demons tremble because of the authority that you carry. So I just want to encourage you in that, to remain in that humble place before the Lord. And I literally see you being able to just break things off of things and people and atmospheres that you enter into because of the anointing that you carry.
Yes. We declare it in Jesus' name. You know, God just gave me, sometimes God speaks in visions and pictures, and they're the weirdest visions and pictures, and you got to get understanding what it meant. I saw you being offered two plates, and one was a salad, and one was like this huge cheeseburger, and you took the salad and you threw it to the side, and you just started tearing. I mean, you just grabbed that cheeseburger, and you went to work. And I felt like God saying, strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use have developed their exercise, their senses to discern between good and evil. There's a gift of discerning of spirits in you, woman of God. Strong meat belongs to those who have developed and matured. So you are matured. God has really called you. He's calling you up to a new level of manifestation. We declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Melissa. So, Melissa, the Lord says to you, I sense like there were these cars driving around you, and they were just kind of circling around you. And I sense for a moment, the moment you stood up, there was like a sense of the enemy really tried to throw you into some turmoil. He really tried to get you to doubt that some things. But God has is bringing a peace to that storm. God is bringing a peace and a tranquility to that storm. He's meeting you there. And I sense like God is saying, it is me, Melissa, you can rest. I am here with you, Melissa, and I'm lifting off even a concern and a deep concern. And a question mark about you and your family that God is saying, you can trust me with this. I'm lifting this off of you, and I'm going to give you the exchange of peace. You know, there's something about peace. You can't buy that on Amazon. They would love to sell that, but they can't sell that. It comes from the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. So the Lord says, I'm doing an exchange with you today, and I'm removing that, and I'm lifting that off of you, and I'm bringing upon you a peace and a rest that you've not known before. And what used to be kind of something that bothered you before is not going to be there anymore. For the Lord says, I'm exchanging with you today, and I'm bringing you my peace, says the Spirit of God.
And to add on to that, I got that God was getting ready to bring you into a season of peace as well and rest as well, because I'm hearing God says you have work to do in the kingdom. So he's going to give you this time of refreshing and rest, and he's going to be downloading assignments for you to do in the kingdom. So do not get weary in well-doing and just receive that refreshing from the Lord.
All right, just a few more and we're going to turn this over to Pastor Mark. Trust me, if we had time, we would go over everybody, okay? Because we just love to do this. But hallelujah, God is good. So we, let's see, Lord, we thank you for how you're moving here tonight. We thank you in this place. You know, God is just so good. He loves to encourage his people. My friend Toby, to see you, Toby. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. This young girl who was on the worship team, why don't you stand up? So the Lord says, I've trained your hands for war. And the enemy and many people have mistaken meekness for weakness. And they think meekness means, oh, you're just this, you know, nice person and whatnot. But there's a seriousness to you. There's a focus in you. There's an intensity about you that the Lord says, do not mistake in what that gift is. I feel like God has given you the tenacity of a pit bull. I feel like God has given you the teeth to sink your teeth in and not let go. The Lord says, that's a gift of faith. That's a gift of perseverance. And you will not be shaken. You will not be moved. But you're going to start believing God for some things that says, no, I'm believing God for this. And God says, I take joy in that, says the Lord. He wants you to move that way. And stop apologizing for that. That's who you are. That's a gift of faith that's manifesting to really believe God for the full manifestation. So the Lord says, woman of God, I'm going to speak to you. I want you to believe me for this. When he says it, believe him and do not let go, because there's a tenacity in you to run a distance and not grow weary. Also, the Lord says to you that there's more for you in the house of the Lord. There's more for you as far as exhortation. You're a person that has, you have a word of exhortation. I feel like at times something rises up in you, and you got to learn how to share that. You got to learn how to say, can I just share what I feel like I'm sensing? Because it's part of your gift of prophetic exhortation. So God's going to connect what rises up in you with what he's saying and cause you to understand, maybe I am hearing from the Lord. And you're going to step into that place of start releasing that. We declare it in Jesus' name.
I literally see in the spirit like a lion on the inside of you waiting to roar and to come out. There's great fire in you. And Hector mentioned prophetic exhortation. I also see like a teaching anointing as well. God's going to bring you into a season of preparation and training so that you can release the sound of the Lord while teaching others in this season.
And it's important that you journal. The Lord says it's important that you journal because I'm going to speak and I'm going to drop things on you. It's going to be spontaneous. It's going to be in your car. I see you suddenly drive safely, drive carefully. You're going to have to just have something ready because God's just going to show up and start dropping things on you. And he's saying he wants you to journal. I remember in the early 90s when God began to speak to me about journaling. Now, Barbie's like, honey, what are we going to do with all your journals? I've got tons of them everywhere. And thank God for that because I'm able to go back and review. So the Lord wants you to journal because he's going to show up and just start dropping some things on you that is really going to encourage your heart and take you the distance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man of God, wow, why do I see you on a motorcycle? Stand up. What's your name? Yeah, you. Steve, I see you on a motorcycle. And motorcycles to me speak of balance. It speaks of speed. It speaks of exhilaration. And the Lord says, there's adventure for you up ahead. Ministry for you is going to be so much fun. I feel like I want to hang out with you because God is just going to open up such great opportunities for fellowship. He's going to give you the hard-hearted men. He's going to give you some men that are just difficult to deal with. He's going to give you men that are just closed off to the Lord. God says, but I'm going to drop you as I drop my servants behind enemy lines. You're going to be at the right place at the right time. God's going to sit someone next to you. And whoa, little do they know that you are God's assignment for their life, and you're going to speak a word that's going to bring them into God's love. So the Lord says that you carry his love everywhere you go. You're a love extender. You're the heart of God going forth and taking it everywhere you go. Diners, Starbucks, restaurants, wherever you go, God says, look and watch, for I will send angels before you to sit people in the right place to hear what you're going to say to them, says the Spirit of God. It's an exhilaration. It's a joy for you. That's why I see you on that motorcycle just enjoying this every moment. And you know what? The Lord enjoys going out with you. He loves doing that. You know, I sense that there's going to be some times where I feel like God's even saying, I want you to test me in this. I want you to go out there and say, Lord, what are you doing as I go into this place? He's going to meet you at that challenge and start showing you. I'm talking to this one. I'm talking to that one. And he's going to start leading you in what to say and what to do. So God's saying, pick this up and watch and see how I'm going to meet you there.
And I kept hearing in the spirit that you are battle ready. You are battle ready. And as you encounter battles where the enemy tries to throw things at you, I just see you walking through it with ease, with angelic assistance. And I see that working within your own family, within your own home, and then even, as Hector said, with those around you. But I just see an ease. Like, the enemy might try and come, but I just see you just walking, like, through it.
She said, you know, as she was just prophesying that, I just began to see... Man, I don't, let me tell you the picture. I began to see steaks, okay? Grill, steaks. I mean, I'm getting hungry. Barbecue. So I feel like there's going to even be strategy around when you feed them and they come. You're going to be that person that in those kind of environments, God is just going to, just being friendly in one night, God is just going to unlock kingdom through you into so many lives. So man of God, we hear of missionaries being sent to other countries, but, you know, there are missionaries right among us. God says, I'm sending you. I'm sending you. I'm sending you. Amen. We release it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Do you have anything else? Do you have anyone else highlight?
I just wanted to prophesy to the gentleman with the blue right in the middle. Yep. Yep. I just heard in the spirit that God has much work for you to do and that your ladder shall be greater. So I just wanted to encourage you to sit before the Lord to receive instructions and downloads from heaven regarding the next season of your life. Even as we talked about strategy today, I just feel like the Lord is going to be giving you step-by-step directions for the next season of your life.
Has this been good tonight? Are you encouraged tonight? Praise the Lord. Take 10 more minutes? Okay. All right. You heard the man of God. Take 10 more minutes. All right, perfect. So this man back here, you're wearing the blue shirt. You're kind of towards the back. That would be you. I think that's blue. Yeah. What's his name? Brent. Brennan. Hallelujah. So, Brendan, I hear the Lord saying that he's bringing you into a season of your life where prophecies will start manifesting. I feel like you've been believing God for some things that have not really quite happened for you yet. And you're like, God, what? Where are you in this? Where are you in this plan for my life? There's a plan for your life that's unfolding that God says you've not seen parts of it and you've questioned me and you've wondered about it. But the Lord says, just rest, just trust. I just sense tonight that God is just easing that fear in you and just easing concerns off of you and saying, this is a step-by-step thing. I'm walking you into the unfolding of some things in your life that is going to really bring you into the place of celebration. For those of you who watch football, I feel like God's saying, I'm walking you into the end zone. Okay, I'm walking you into a place of celebration. I'm walking you into a place of fullness that I've spoken over your life that you've not seen, but you've desired. There's so much more in you that God wants to open. I see this can opener like opening you up from the back and the contents just starting to spill out. The Lord says that at times you're like, Lord, how do I release? How do I step into this call that you've given me? And I feel like God is going to certainly line things up for you and release you in the right season to do that. So up ahead, God is going to bring celebration for you, says the Lord.
I just wanted to add, while Hector was prophesying, I saw Lego pieces just connecting. I just feel like the Lord is bringing alignment into your life and order and structure for those things that may have seemed kind of chaotic. And I just see God also just releasing just a clarity and a peace over your mind where there might have been some questions and wondering. But I just see God just bringing and loosing his peace and clarity over you.
We release that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Praise the Lord. Is anyone highlighted to you?
I wanted to prophesy to the little cameraman. I just really just saw a gift of leadership in you. And I just see God, as you grow older, the Lord's going to place you in these positions where you're going to take the lead. He's going to give you just a great boldness. I also see you speaking up where others might be fearful of speaking up. I see you being the one to release the word of God to those around you in your sphere of influence. So I just wanted to encourage you as you grow in leadership.
And let me just speak over that as well and just say that there's a favor also that you can't, don't apologize for, but there's a favor that you're going to walk in, that you two are going to walk in. There's just going to be such a grace, a gift from God to walk in this place of God favoring you and bringing you into great things that he has in store for you. I see you writing papers that are just going to amaze your teachers. They're just going to amaze and grab their attention. So the Lord is going to truly allow an expression to rise up in you that you're going to begin to release. And there's going to come a season in your life where the communication in you is just really going to be beyond your years. And it's going to grab attention. So we release that over you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this young woman of God right here, what's your name? Megan, would you stand up? So the Lord says, I'm drawing you forward. I'm drawing you close. I'm drawing you into my heart. I'm drawing you into my love in a deeper way. And I feel like God is just taking off of you years of just misunderstanding, years of things that have been on you, that things that have been working in you and making you at times even question God and question if he was there. I feel like that's just all been part of this assignment to weigh down on your identity. The enemy has tried so hard to get you to oppose yourself, to oppose who God has made you to be, but God. And God is rising up in your life in this season and saying, I'm bringing you into a place of walking in your real God-given identity. For the Lord says, don't you know that I've called you and I've placed in you one to be a cheerleader of others, one that would encourage others, one that would also be bold and proclaim things of God. There's a boldness in you, woman of God, that God wants released to speak up and to speak for God and to be a voice for God everywhere you go. So the Lord says that boldness, the enemy is really trying to keep you down and cause you to lose your voice. And that's what I see. But the Lord says, I'm breaking that assignment off of your life. And I'm releasing you to that place to recover the gift that I... Key word tonight, recover. To recover the gift that I've given you to be a voice, to have your voice and use it for God. Because the Lord says, I have work for you to do, woman of God. You are even one that God's going to use you, even through your social media. You're going to have a voice to help people connect back to God. And God wants to recover souls. Okay, he's going to use you to do that. We declare it in Jesus' name.
I'm just going to add on a little bit to what he said. I see you encountering God in brand new ways. As Hector said, you may have wondered where was God in certain situations, and I feel like God is saying, I'm going to make myself so known to you. As you encounter him, I just see it's going to give you just a fresh boldness to step out, and I see God bringing you to the forefront where you may have felt comfortable in the back. I just see God kind of slowly pushing you and pushing you and pushing you as he continues to encounter you.
I think I speak over this young man quite a bit, but God just keeps highlighting him. Would you stand up? Yep. God was highlighting you again to me tonight, and to remind you that he's making you a voice in this generation, that you're going to be one that has you're going to model something in this generation. You're going to model a confidence with God. You're going to model a walk with God that many young men your age don't understand, that many young men your age would even try to look at you and mock you and say things, but you're going to say, let me explain to you why, and you're going to model that to them. So the Lord says that there's a treasure in you that is manifested as you walk your daily life, and you might not know this, but some are looking at you, and they're going to see something different about you. And the Lord says, I've deposited a treasure in you, man of God. So as you walking, you are modeling to a generation a walk with the Lord. And you're going to come to this place and be a voice of one that says, we've got to walk in a purity with God. And you're even going to share even some of the things that you've had to go through to learn certain things. You're going to be a voice in this generation of what that is. So don't shun away from that. Don't shy away from that. It doesn't make you any less cooler than anyone else. God says, you are cool because you're walking out that walk with me, says the Lord. There's that gift, that call in you. Heaven recognizes it, says the Lord. And I sense again that you will have that opportunity to speak up and to be one and say, let me explain this to you. And I feel like you're going to be part of that, and that's going to draw others to want to do that. They're going to draw others to say, oh, it's possible. I can do that. I can walk with God that way. I can walk with him in that relationship. I can walk in purity and love God and do all that and be cool. And you're going to model that and say, yes, that is possible. So the Lord says you have a kingdom assignment on the earth. And the Lord says it will be in this generation. And you're walking it out already, but God says, he's going to cause you to be noticed even more, says God, as others are drawn to that walk, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. And I kept hearing in the Spirit that you're going to be a father to this generation, and God's going to give you just an anointing to raise up those underneath you and even those within your own generation. And I see God just kind of pouring out the gifts of the Holy Spirit onto you. I see you walking in healing. I see you using your voice to speak prophetically. I see you teaching. So I just want to encourage you in that. And God has set you apart, and that's on purpose, because he has called you to walk in purity and humility. And I just see you're going to raise up the other set of parts.
Wow. How awesome, right? God is so good in this place. We good? All right, so we speak life over all of you tonight. We pray that as you leave this place, you would hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you about being strategic in your life and being strategic in your earth assignment. Remember, the best for you is yet ahead. You know, I see your face. I know your screen name, but I forget your name. Yeah, Bebop. Bebop me. Would you stand up? Stand up. Stand up. I see you on a pogo stick, and I see you bouncing up and down, bouncing up and down, and you are having the absolute time of your life. And then you kind of got off of that and got on the seesaw, and you were just doing those things that you used to do with so carefree and so free. I feel like the Lord is saying, yes, I'm bringing liberty to be, liberty to enjoy life at this phase, liberty to upgrade, liberty to enjoy these blessings, because God is just blessing you, and blessing you. You are walking out a blessed life in this phase of your life. And the Lord says, stop looking at the things that you don't have. Stop looking at them and saying, oh, Lord, but what about that? I don't have that. God says, look at everything else. I have blessed you. You are blessed. So I prophesy that over you, and the Lord says, even where there is a lack, God says, you're going to release that to me and keep enjoying the things I put in front of you, because God says, I've called you to the blessed life. You know why it's a blessed life? Because you are generous. You're a giver. You're one that invests in others. You're one that are a blessing to others. Listen, when you are a blessing, God blesses you. So the Lord says you walk the blessed life because you have been one to invest in others. And it is okay. That is Papa's gift to you. And Papa's saying, I'm raining on you. I'm causing showers to fall upon you of my blessings. Receive it and continue to be generous. For the Lord says you are walking the blessed life in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor Ryan, Pastor Marty. Listen, can you guys pray for me that I sing like Pastor Ryan? I mean, I'm like, hold up. I know we all have different gifts, but man, that would be an awesome gift to have. Listen, I thank you for having us tonight. Thank you, City Church. Every time I come here, every time you guys operate with such excellence, you operate with such kingdom vision. Whenever I see all the things you do in the community, I'm like, yes, you get it. You get it as a church. The heart of Christ and taking that to the community. You get it. The Lord is so well pleased with you. He loves you and he's saying to you, even Pastor Marty, you've wondered how things are going to unfold in the church and the ministry down the road. I saw the Lord lifting all that concern off of you and saying, watch and see. So this is going to be so good. This is going to be awesome. The best is yet ahead. Get ready, City Church. The kingdom of God is expanding. Woo!
Give Brother Hector a hand, will you? Come on, give him a hand tonight. Would you stand? Let's pray together. Stretch your hand to heaven. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord in this place. We thank you for the seeds sown in many tonight. And Father, we receive of your word. Just declare that. We receive. Thank you for what you've done in this place. Thank you for how you've moved in this place. Now, as the week progresses, Father, we ask you for a fresh anointing. A great flow of the Holy Spirit in this place and in our families. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're so thankful that you came tonight. Those of you that have watched at home, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We'll see you on Sunday, 8:30, 10 a.m., and 12 noon at St. Anthony's. Have a great night.